Welcome to In the Loop with the Soup. I'm your host, Dr. Tremaine Clarity. This podcast is focused on all aspects in education that are happening right here in the Roane Area School District. Thank you for listening.
Welcome to In the Loop with the Soup. I'm Marcy Pfeiffer-Soderblum, here with our host, Dr. Clarity, who also happens to be our superintendent.
How you doing, Marcy?
Fantastic. And as always, it's a great day to be a Wildcat here in the Roane Area School District. And I want to thank our guests, and because of them, lots of student athletes have the opportunity to experience the sport of swimming as proud Wildcats. We're joined today by Coach Bill Werger and student athlete Annika, and we're going to learn all about swimming at Roane Area High School.
Thank you, Marcy. Welcome to In the Loop with the Soup. Another wonderful day here in Roane Area School District, and it's a beautiful Friday morning. The sun is shining. It's got to be a good 75 degrees in late September, so you can't ask for a better day in the fall. But even better than that, we have two dynamic guests with us today to talk about their journey with swim, and we are so proud of the achievements of the Roane Area High School swim team, and who better to talk about that than their coach, Bill Werger, and we also have one of our dynamic student athletes, Annika. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So we always like to give our listeners just a kind of a preview of the history. So as you think about the journey of becoming a swim coach, I'm going to begin with you. Just take us back as far as you want to go and bring us to present day, the journey to being the coach of the Wildcats.
Sure. So I got into competitive swimming when I was 8 years old, and swimming was my main sport growing up. I swam at Madison Memorial High School. Gary Copine, Hall of Fame coach, was my coach for 4 years. And then when I graduated from high school, I got into teaching swimming lessons and coaching swim team at Parkcrest Pool in Madison. And I just loved it. Just loved working with the kids and coaching, seeing them improve. It was like the best years of my life. At the same time, I was going to school at UW-Madison, studying industrial engineering, and I worked in an engineering co-op program with Caterpillar down in Peoria, Illinois. So I would do a semester with Caterpillar, a semester at UW-Madison, and then my summers coaching. So during that time period, when I was coaching, you know, I just loved coaching, and then as the summers came to an end, it's like, oh no, now I got to go back to school. And even working at Caterpillar, I was just always looking forward to the summers.
Yeah.
And at one point, I just kind of asked myself, you know, what do you want to do for the next 30 years of your life? Do you want to do engineering, or do you want to coach, teach, work with kids? So I pivoted, went back to school, got a degree in education from UW-Madison, did my student teaching at Sun Prairie, and fortunately got a job here at in the Roane School District. My first 3 years, I coached freshman girls basketball, boys and girls freshman soccer. And then after 3 years, the swim coaching position opened up to Verona. So I applied, Mark Krika hired me, and 26 years later, here I am.
Wow. Well, we're really glad that you made that decision. I'm sure you would have made a great engineer, but you're a heck of an educator. We know that, and a phenomenal coach. Well, we got to hear from our student athletes, though. You ready to go?
Yeah.
All right. So as you think about your journey into swimming, again, go as far back as you want to go, but where does your passion for swim come from?
When we were moving here to Verona, there was a pool at our apartment complex that we were staying at as our house was getting built. So during the summer, we'd all swim there. And when we finally moved out of the apartment, we were like, wait, but we don't have a pool to swim in. Like, what are we going to do? So then we went and joined Ridgewood.
Yeah.
And we joined swim team that summer. Bill was my coach in 8 and unders, and kind of like, as it went into the winter, my mom signed us up for club swimming. So then I've kind of just been swimming since then.
Excellent. Oh, that's phenomenal. So they're saying like every house doesn't have a pool next to it? Is that what you're...
Unfortunately, no.
So as you think about just that passion for swimming and also being a student athlete, and as your audience is listening to you, what are the things they may not know about that combination of being a student and an athlete at the same time in the Verona Area School District?
I think that it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
But it's really rewarding being able to represent the school in an athletic sense, like being able to represent the Wildcats, competing as a Wildcat. Like, that's just something that not everyone gets to experience, but I just think it's something really special.
Absolutely. And Coach, your team, as we look at the combination of being a student athlete, is always at the top of the list for GPAs. How are those expectations come to life, and how do you promote that?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it kind of comes with the work ethic that the students bring to the team. Swimming isn't a super glamorous sport, and workouts are, a lot of the same thing. It's kind of, not that we do the exact same thing every day, but a lot of swimming back and forth, looking at the black line on the bottom of the pool. And so you have to have some inner work ethic and be able to motivate yourself to do well in swimming. So I think a lot of our swimmers join the program with that work ethic in place. And that just carries over to the other aspects of their lives. Whether it's jobs outside of school and definitely in the classroom. They work very hard, and being on the team forces them to have good time management skills so they can get their work done and be at practice every day. So I think the two kind of go hand in hand.
And we're going to have our Annika say this. So start time for practice for a student athlete in swim. Go ahead and let the audience know what time that starts.
On Mondays, it's 6:30, and then Fridays, it's 6.
A.M.
A.M.
I want to make sure everybody knows that. It's in the A.M. So, and that just speaks to the commitment of the team and our student athletes to, no one likes to get up really early in the morning. I don't think. Maybe Marcy. Marcy, you like to get up early in the morning?
I am one of those people who likes. But early morning swimming is a good thing to do when you're up early.
Absolutely. So our team's already off to finding success this year, recently setting 21 season best times on the way to third place at the Spartan Invitational, which is a phenomenal start. Coach, how many girls are out for swimming? And tell us the makeup of the team.
So we have 35 swimmers and 8 divers on the team this year. I would say fairly evenly split between the 4 classes. So our seniors have done a great job leading the team and introducing the freshmen to the team and the expectations and making sure they feel part of the team and have a good experience.
And you're being pretty modest with your achievements. You haven't said them yet. So think about, the number of, if we're just counting state trophies and placing a state, just go back as far as you can. Go ahead and brag about yourself. That's okay.
Yeah. In just very recently, we've been state runner-up the last 2 seasons.
Absolutely.
The only team in the state that's beat us is Middleton. Otherwise, we've been outside of Middleton undefeated in our dual meets and invitationals. Either we win or we're second to Middleton. Last year and the previous year, we did beat Middleton at that Brookfield Invitational that you mentioned, and we're the only team that's beat Middleton the last 3 years.
Coming for you, Middleton.
it's good to have a rivalry like that, have someone to push us, and so we have something to work towards.
Excellent.
Going back to when I started coaching, we were in the Badger Conference, and every year that we were in the Badger Conference, the girls won that conference championship. So at the old auditorium, there were some conference championship banners. The competition is tougher in the Big 8, so it took us a while to work our way up. But over the last 4 or 5 years, we've been right there at the top.
Excellent. And our student athlete, Annika. Go ahead and talk a little smack. Go ahead.
No, I don't have much smack to talk about Middleton. I have a bunch of my club girls are on that team, so I don't have any. They're a great team.
Yeah.
They work really hard. They work as hard as we do, and it's great to have competition when we show up to that the meets where they are. Like, we all have a little extra shove to give it our best.
Yes, there it is. That was respectful. You know, smack talk can be respectful, and that's a good way to do it. And thinking about just your time in the pool, what events do you just love? That you what's your passion?
Do the 100 breaststroke and then 200 IM. Those are my two events that I do during the high school season, and yeah, I like them.
So how'd you get to that space where you decided those were your main two?
Those are the ones that kind of clicked for me. Like, breaststroke is a stroke that some people struggle with, but for me it clicked. And like, even starting, I think I was like 12 when I started doing breaststroke like as my main stroke.
Yeah.
And then like I can still like do all the other strokes.
Correct.
And just like putting it all together.
Excellent. And as Coach mentioned, the upperclassmen try to really lead and show some of the underclassmen, you know, just the wildcat way. Mm-hmm. Tell me about that part of your leadership as well.
Yeah, it's really crazy being a senior and like being like, oh, we're the ones who get to keep the traditions going this year. Like, we have our dress ups that we do every meet day, and all of our cheers, and just like, yeah, it's crazy being like, oh wait, I'm the oldest. Like, I'm not a freshman anymore. Like, learning how to be on the team and like what we do, and it's just really special to get to share that with them. I mean, it's a big adjustment going to high school season for sports, but I think they're all doing really well.
Good, good. And next week's homecoming week.
It is.
Yeah. So how does that play a little bit differently for you?
It's not much different. We have our meet on Tuesday next week instead of the usual Friday, and then we get to do the homecoming parade Friday, which everyone always gets super excited for. Good. And yeah, we have a meet Saturday morning, and then we get to go straight to homecoming. Luckily, it's at Middleton this year. Last year was at Waukesha, so it was a bit quicker turnaround last year. Yeah. So it'll be nice to have a little more time, but we're all excited.
That's an eventful weekend.
Yes.
So you swim on Tuesday, you have parade Friday, or just say festivities Friday, whatever happens there, and then turn around to a meet, and then a homecoming dance that evening or after. The life of high school.
That's right.
Yeah, it's good. All right, so I'm not going to pretend that everyone that's listening to the show knows all the events and is familiar with swimming. So, Coach, we're going to put this one back on you. If you're a listener and you're just trying to understand what comprises high school swim, if you want to walk into a meet for the first time, what should I expect in the events and the atmosphere? And just give us a lowdown.
Okay. So a typical dual meet will have 12 events. There's three relays. 200 medley relay, where each swimmer does two lengths of the four different competitive strokes, which are freestyle, backstroke, breaststroke, and butterfly. Then there's two freestyle relays, a 200, where each swimmer swims two lengths of the pool, and at the end of the meet, there's a 400 free relay, where everyone swims four lengths of the pool. We have a tradition where we do a slow clap right before that last event, and usually it gets pretty loud, especially at our home meets.
Yeah.
The other team joins in too, so it fires up the swimmers for that last relay. And then there's the individual events. So there's four freestyle events, 50 free, 100 free, 200 free, and 500 free. Then 100 of backstroke, breaststroke, and butterfly. 200 IM, which is one of Annika's events, where they do a 50 of each of the four strokes. So definitely have to be a strong all-around swimmer and be able to do all four strokes very well to be a good IMer, which kind of falls into that category. And then there's 1 meter diving. In our dual meets, the divers do six dives, and at the bigger invitationals, they'll do 11 dives.
Excellent. All right, thank you. Thank you for that. And as a senior, I know it puts a smile on your face every time you say that they're a senior. And you want the season to go by slow and take your time. But as you think about the future, what does the future bring for you?
Like after high school?
Yeah.
I'm committed to go swim at UW-Madison.
Excellent. So, congratulations.
Thank you. Excellent. I'm super excited for that. And
yes. So we get to still see you nice and close. Yeah. That's great news. Great. Great to hear. Congratulations to
Thank
you.
Thank you.
It's quite an honor. Mm-hmm. All right. So as we get ready to, we're going to close out with a couple more questions, but we want to make sure that even next Tuesday that you have a full house. So start times and information to get a full crowd in front of the events. What information do we want our audience to know?
So our dual meets typically start at 5 o'clock in the evening, free admission. Next Tuesday, we swim against Velfos Memorial. And in general, our schedules, our athletic director, Mr. Steiner, posts the athletic game times for all teams, Facebook, X, and Instagram. So people can check those out to find out specifically, you know, where we're swimming and when.
Excellent. And the last one's for you. If we have a young swimmer out there, or just someone is thinking about getting into the craft and developing their skills, and they're young and they just don't know anything about it, what is the first thing you would tell them just to think about how to get started being a swimmer?
I think go join a team.
Yeah.
That's the start, and I mean, it's going to be a lot of work, but I think it's worth it. I think the swimming is such a cool sport. The bonds you form with people, even like people just like behind the blocks, you just like make friends, and then you like see each other at meets and you're like, oh, I remember you. Like, it's just such a fun sport, and I feel like you get a lot closer even with people on other teams than in other sports. And I think it's more just like one big, like, this team of swimming, like, we're just like, I don't know.
So when you look at major sporting events like the Olympics, do you focus in on your event, or do you watch all the swimming, or how do you
engage? I watch all the swimmers. It's like all the events are just, they're such different races, and it's just so fun to see how people choose to swim them, their strategies going into it, and like, it's just so cool being able to watching people be able to compete at that level. Like, when you're at that level, you got to put a whole ton of dedication in.
Absolutely.
And you know, all of them work so hard to be there. So just like watching them and being like, oh, that's so cool.
Excellent. And coaches, we continue the tradition of Wildcat Swim. What's the last message you wanted for any future swimmers coming out?
So we do have swimmers come out for the team that don't have previous swimming experience. I should say competitive swimming experience. So at least get into swimming lessons and listen to your teachers, get the technique down, and then from there, the time that we put in, the work we put in, even swimmers that have been on a team before, they improve at a very high rate. And after a while, you would never know that they had just started, you know, as in high school versus having swam for many years. And just the amount of time that the team spends with each other, they form, you know, bonds that are going to last the rest of their lives. My best friends in high school were the guys on the swim team that I was with every day. So that's a great way to make friends, and probably friends that you'll have your whole life.
Yeah, and it's a lifelong sport, you know. Mm-hmm. It's a sport you can do forever. So.
Yes.
Excellent. Well, thank you both. Thank you, Coach, for being here today. I know you had a busy day over at the high school, and thank you so much for giving us your time. Thanks. Wishing the best in the season. We're so excited to know that you're going to be staying close by at UW-Madison and swimming competitively, and congratulations to you. You know you worked
thank
hard
you.
To get there. So with that, we're going to close it back out and turn it back out to Marcy.
Yeah, I would echo what Dr. Clarity said. Thank you both for being here. The Verona Area School District is lucky to have a number of seasoned coaches and have really institutionalized the greatness of some of our athletics. So thank you for your role in that, Coach Werger. And yeah, Annika, congratulations. Moving on as a collegiate athlete is quite an accomplishment. Thank you both for being here today and sharing your experiences with our listeners. I'm Marcy Pfeiffer-Soderblum. Thank you for listening to In the Loop with the Soup. We'll be right back.